This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Back after a little bit of the holiday break, and we're going to talk about the Sutherland Chamber of Commerce. And first time in the studio, new executive director, Jessica Batchelor. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, I guess, talk about the Sutherland Chamber. Let's not assume that everybody knows exactly what that means or what a chamber does.
Well, the biggest role of a Chamber of Commerce is to support its community and support its small business. So that is what our focus is on. And I got the position in the middle of November and have been working there ever since.
So not there too long, but what's your background? What kinds of things have you done before?
So previously I lived in Lake County and I was the executive director of the Lake County Chamber of Commerce for just under 5 years. And it was an amazing position. I love that position. I've also had contracts with Travel Oregon and Travel Southern Oregon. I worked for the DRA, the Downtown Roseburg Association, for a little bit. And I worked also for Experience Roseburg before I went out on my own in independent contracting and picked up the contract for the chamber.
Now, Lake County, what's the main city over there? I was going to say big city, but I don't think there is one.
So it's Lakeview. Okay. Coming in around, I think, just under 2,600 population for Lakeview. And we are, I think, a little bit just over 7,000 for the whole county population.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's very rural. But they have amazing, amazing community there, and they're working on Dark Sky, actually, right now, which is huge. They're working with the International Dark Sky Association to get Lake County, Oregon, a sanctuary for dark sky viewing, which would make it an enormous attraction for our state.
So what is dark sky? Tell us about that.
It is where you look at the stargazing, really. It's where you stargaze in Lake County. It's very dark. We don't have a lot of bigger corporations or big buildings lighting up the sky. So all you can see is the stars and the galaxy there. So they've got a lot going on over there.
Interesting. So talk about here with the Sutherland Chamber, how many members, how many organizations involved?
So right now we have 96 members, and that we want to grow. We want a nice, big, healthy membership. We have partnerships with the city of Sutherland. We have partnerships with the downtown. We have an Oregon Main Street program through the city, through the Oregon Main Street program and the downtown group. We partnered with them. We are just right now we're just kind of working with everyone and figuring out what we can do for the need of the community and how we can meet that need, and partnering with as many as we can to bring the community close and get them focused on our projects.
So how's the city involved in the Main Street program?
The city actually led the Main Street program for a little bit, for quite some time, actually, and they are now reassessing leadership, and they are huge supporters of that partnership, and so is the chamber. So we'll kind of be working together to support and guide that group.
So what types of regular activities does the chamber do?
We have a monthly chamber breakfast for our members, which is the second Wednesday of every month. And that gives us an opportunity to meet with our members and hear what they've got going on in their businesses, to share with each other. We do that once a month. We also do Chamber Chatter, which is a live Facebook show that I do once a week, also on Wednesdays at 2:00. And that's where I go down all the events that everybody is having, all the sales, all the awesome things going on in our community with our members, and give everybody kind of the what's what and where to go in the middle of the week in our community. So we do that. We also have a lot of membership benefits, and I'm working on building that out as well right now. And we just have a lot of community involvement. Sutherland is amazing community. They have a ton of doers, and they just have a ton of mojo over there, and they are making things happen.
It does seem like there's a lot of things happening in Sylvan right now.
There is. I know. We're popping over there. On Thursday, I think I'm bringing on with Shannon, one of the owners of our bank building, our old bank building, which got a urban renewal grant. And so we have a lot of really great things happening downtown. Ford's Pond is just doing some amazing things with their grant they received and the work that they're doing there. We have amazing things going on at Cooper Creek, and our business owners are just coming out of Christmas, and they are, you know, they're just excited. We have so much movement. We have the Teslas coming in. Sutherland's the place to be.
So are you seeing many new businesses?
We are. We are seeing new businesses, and we are actually hearing of new business coming in and looking at our buildings. So I don't have a lot to report on that yet, but I will soon, I think.
And how diverse are the type of businesses in Sutherland? Because sometimes when you are next to the biggest city in the county, mm-hmm. sometimes you have some things and some things you don't have.
That's true. And we do share a lot of our assets with Roseburg and Sutherland. What we do have that kind of sets us apart is, what I would say is really that small town feel, and that's where you know everybody and they know what you want for your lunch and they're ready to serve you. And it's just that neighborhood, that extended neighborhood, of that feeling of coming into our small businesses and seeing just a little bit different customer service, because they know you, they feel like they know you, and they are quite diverse, and we are getting more diverse. We do have a lot of longstanding businesses that are there, but we are welcoming a lot more coming in. We just got Shaved Ice, when Lonnie Shaved Ice, a brick and mortar store just came up in Sutherland. So we're really happy to have them there permanently right off the freeway. And we have a lot more businesses that we're welcoming in. So,
and Sutherland is a bit unique, too, because for the most part, a lot of the business community is on one very, very, very long street.
Central. Yep. Central's where it's at. Pretty easy to find us and pretty easy to move about town. And we still have our Christmas trees up, the amazing ones in Central Park. We just got our own half shell, which is right on Central. So take a dip off the freeway next time you're driving by and check us out, because I think we'll really surprise you with all the new and wonderful things going on there.
So tell me how those trees, how that is set up. I stopped by there couple weeks ago one Saturday night. I'd been out buying wine out in Umpqua, and I came back in through Sutherland and headed through town and went looking for them and found them and thought they were pretty unique.
They are so unique and so artistic and wonderful. We had a local artist do those, and he put them together. They change lights, they change movement. I mean, they are just spectacular to see. They're really kind of something you need to see in person. We did the tree lighting on December 4th with those, and it was just mind-blowing. They are just stunning and such an asset to our community.
And how long are those going to stay up?
You know, I am not sure. I'll play the new executive director card on this one. But I would assume after the new year, they'll come down.
Interesting. Well, yeah, that was, and it's like a new technology. Not only did you have the trees, mm-hmm. but there were, and maybe they've been there before, throughout the town, a lot of lights that looked very modern.
Yes. We do have a lot of lights that look very modern. And the city of Sutherland is fantastic at making sure that we're themed, that we're looking tip-top when we have our holidays, and that is all the credit is to City of Sutherland on that one, and we are very big supporters of them.
So what are the advantages of somebody, if they're trying to figure out where to locate a business, of being in Sutherland?
Well, one of the biggest advantages is that we are smaller. There is a community, and we are easier to work with. We have a lot of opportunity. We do have a lot of, not a lot, we're getting less and less vacant buildings, but we're definitely there to welcome you, and we definitely have a network and a system there to take care of you while you were getting your new business set up or while you were relocating or expanding.
All right, Jessica Batchelor, the new executive director of the Sutherland Chamber of Commerce. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. On tomorrow's program, we're going to talk to State of Oregon Employment Department Regional Economist Brian Rooney, get kind of a year-end look at Douglas County and the state, some of the data that is out there regarding the economy and more. And by the way, on Friday's program, we're going to check back in, haven't done it in a while, with national economist Dr. Elliot Eisenberg will join us to look at the economy in 2022. That and more ahead on Inside Douglas County this week. Jessica Batchelor is the new executive director at the Sutherland Chamber of Commerce. So it sounds like Sutherland is kind of where you were from originally.
It is. It's where I grew up. I moved there when I was in fifth grade and graduated in 95. So I was very happy to come home and extremely happy to get the position that I have now.
So what are the things you like best about Sutherland?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's in a perfect position, honestly. I mean, you can go hop on the freeway and go to Eugene. You can go to Roseburg. You can go wine tasting just outside our backyard. You can get, I mean, everything is just kind of right there. Plus, it's just amazing beauty. When I was in Lake County, though, it is beautiful as well. I would come over here every month, and when I would see the green trees, I knew I was home. And I just kind of just always feel that way, that it's so green and beautiful and full of life here.
Now, obviously, after the last couple of years, every business community has been dealing with all kinds of challenges, and now we've got others with the economic cycle and some of the other things going on. How do you feel like Sutherland is faring in all this?
You know, I feel like Sutherland is doing really, really well. Like we've just been talking, we have an enormous amount of new opportunity going through our community. We have huge tourism assets. We have huge community assets. We're building out events. The businesses are working together. We're providing and listening and getting to the root of the need that they do need to help them thrive. We're going to be focusing on community education. We're going to be focusing on just everything that they need to keep them moving forward and keep them succeeding.
What are some of your plans with the chamber you've talked about? I mean, you've just been there a month or so I'm sure you've got a lot of ideas.
I do. Yes. That's one thing I'm never run short of. But just the biggest one that we're working on right now is just talking with the business owners, finding out exactly how we can help them, how we can make their day easier to help them reach their goals, to help widen their growth, and just talking to them and listening to what they say and what they want from their chamber, which is, you know, a process that I take really, you know, it's very important. And so going door to door and listening to them and bouncing ideas off of them right now is what I'm really, really focusing on, and to make sure that we're hearing them and that we're producing for them.
Do you feel like there's some advantages to being, while it's only, you know, 12, 13 miles, a little bit further north?
I do. I feel like we, again, our position is fantastic. We're not the biggest city in our county. We're not the smallest. We have a great little area nestled in with Cooper Creek and Ford's Pond right there. And we can get to Eugene, like I said. We can get on the freeway at any time. But we're also nice and close to Elkton and the coast. So there's just a ton of things that can pull us in each different direction and settle in. Just feels very centered.
And also it seems like Sutherland for quite a while has been, well, at one point in particular, was actually growing more in terms of middle class housing.
I'm sure that's true. We have a lot of new build going on. And a lot of great locations, neighborhood locations. And I haven't gotten too deep on housing yet in Sutherland, but is something on my radar that I do want to find out more of and get involved in.
Well, and I know at some points when you would look at the market, especially a few years ago, if you were kind of at a middle price point, you would see more homes in Sutherland that were newer than you would find in Roseburg.
And that's what I did. I purchased one in Sutherland that was new, that was at a better price point for us, and is a three-bedroom, two-bath family home, and it was perfect for us. We were very happy to be in Sutherland, and very happy that we had that option in Sutherland. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the concerts out there in the summer with that new facility.
Yeah, the concerts in the park. It's just fantastic. Last year was the first year, and the city, again, just did so much work in the community to get this up and going. This is our first kind of full summer with it, where it's starting, and they can kind of get their lineup ready to go. So this will kind of be a really good, great second year for them. And again, we support the city. We definitely support the music and anything to bring tourism to our community.
Now, you've got a board of directors, right?
I do, yes.
So what's their role in the chamber?
So the board has a really, really important role. They oversee everything that goes on with the chamber, but they're also there to provide insight and feedback and help us with the need. They're supposed to reflect what our community and our membership would like and want and have feedback towards that. We have a fantastic board. I've actually never seen a harder working board, and I'm not just trying to be nice. I've worked with several boards, and I've told them several times, it is amazing the action that is within this board. They care about the community. They are out there keeping things together. When they didn't have an ED for a little while before they hired me, they were the ones that were completing everything for our members and for our community. So they have a huge role, and they are absolutely 100% killing it.
How many people on the board?
We have 10.
And do a lot of them have a long time background, or are some of them newer, or is it a mix?
We have a mix. We have a really diverse board. We have some older, long-term members on our board, and then we also have some newer people on our board. Our president, Anna Lee Hodges from the News Review, and our vice president, Jennifer Jackson from Jackson Hill Design, are two of our newer board members, and they've just been amazing assets.
Do you have any new events that you're kind of thinking through for next year?
You know, we're really lucky in Sutherland. The community does a ton of events, and the chamber gets to be involved in that. And so we have some great, great ones coming up that I'm really excited about, and we'll be hearing more of. And right now we're kind of in the new stage, but I'd be happy to report on some new ones coming up later.
And as you walk around Sutherland, it's kind of an interesting mix architecturally.
It is. We have old, new, modern. We have a lot of different things. We have a lot of different buildings. We have a lot of different just beautiful things to look at in Sutherland. It's very well and walkable laid out. Central helps that kind of walkability, that everything is kind of built on off of that street. But it also kind of goes back to that neighborhood street where you can walk down and go through downtown, keep walking by the park, the high school, and see our whole community that way.
Well, and we were talking about Ford's Pond this morning. That's been attracting a lot of attention. For recreation and parks and everything, what do you think about Sutherland?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's amazing. Ford's Pond is actually in my neighborhood, and so we can walk there and walk around. We take my nephews there. We take the kids there. It's an amazing natural and wildlife habitat. There's a beaver in the first part of the pond. There's ducks and birds and lots of things you can look at, and it's just wonderful to take your lunch and walk around, or to make an afternoon out of it. And there's so many different things to do and see there in Sutherland. You could go from one end of the town to the next, and you could go to Cooper Creek. They just had a mountain bike trail put around. The Nut Group did that. And so now we have a recreational trail all the way around the creek, which is nothing we've had before. So you can really make a day of it in Sutherland.
So if people want to find out more about the Sutherland Chamber and what's going on, how do they get connected with you?
Well, yes, then please connect with me. You can call me at 541-315-6516, or you can email me at jessica@socialstrategies.biz, and I will have a chamber email soon. We're getting it figured out on the laptop, and so I will have that one as well. But would love any feedback or talks and chats with anyone.
All right, Jessica Batchelor, new executive director of the Sutherland Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.